On today's episode, we are going off topic for a special segment where we discuss some of our favorite horror movies. It is spooky season after all. Welcome to Paranormal Porkopolis, a podcast about the Queen City of Cincinnati and the ghosts who haunt her.
Everybody, it's been at least a year, right?
Yeah, I think we ended like December 2019, right?
I don't know. I don't even remember. I barely could remember how to operate the equipment. We hope everybody is doing really well. I'm Heather, and I'm here with Amanda and Sam.
Hola.
What's up?
Okay, so we're going to be discussing some of our favorite horror movies, and we thought we would start out with The Conjuring Universe, and we would go in order chronologically in the universe, not by release date. So hopefully everybody has seen the first four movies, which I actually forget what order they go in.
The Nun is the first one, and then Annabelle Creation, and then Annabelle, and then Conjuring.
Okay, got it. I watched The Nun for the very first time last night, and I don't think I really even knew about it until we decided to do this, which is a failure. It's a big failure. But
did you like it?
I loved it.
Okay. I really liked it, too. I feel like you didn't, or...
I think it's probably the best one out of all.
Oh, okay. Spoiler alert, we don't like Lolly Rona.
So, Lolly Rona.
Yeah. I forgot I even watched it. That's for next time, though.
That is for the next time.
Yeah, it's so good.
The Nun is good. I thought that the Nun character was going to be Lorraine Warren.
Oh.
Should we, like, give a theme? Like, discuss the synopsis of the movie, though?
I mean, yeah, we can. Do you remember it?
The church... What is it, a coven? What is it?
So there was, like, a convent, like an abbey, out in the middle of Romania. Well, like, in rural Romania. And basically, they had... Like, the town didn't even, like, acknowledge that they were there. They would spit, like, when anybody would mention them, because it was evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have a bunch of evil shit happen, and then a priest comes out. Isn't it a priest comes out?
Well, one of the nuns kills themselves, and the guy that does the deliveries, he always drops off the deliveries, he discovers her.
Yeah, she's hanging in the front.
Yeah, so he, like... puts her in, like, the ice box. You don't see that part until later, but, and he contacts the church. I was like, who did he contact to tell about this death? But I guess it went all the way to the Vatican. And, yeah, so they asked this one person who was going to be a nun, but she hadn't taken her vows yet, to come and help investigate, which made absolutely no sense. Like, why did they ask this girl? And where was she even at? Was she in Rome?
I thought they were in the UK when they picked her up, but...
Well, they weren't in... She wasn't in Romania, had never been to Romania, was not even a full
when
nun.
When a young nun at a... Oh, no, okay. I'm looking up the synopsis. Ignore me. Continue.
Well, the priest takes her, and they meet this French-Canadian along the way, who's the one who found the body. And I told Steve that I would probably not have taken my vows if I had met him. I'd be like, nope, I'm going to marry this cute little French-Canadian guy.
I mean, who doesn't want to marry Frenchie?
She was so cute.
I bet she's around a lot of cute men.
No.
Not as cute as Frenchie.
Not like Frenchie. No. He's so cute.
He was really cute.
Love God, you'll give it all up. I can't really.
Whatever.
Yeah, but, do we want to go through the whole movie? We don't want to give any spoilers,
no,
I guess.
No, like, how did we like it? Like, that's basically the premise.
But so. I did think that she was going to be Lorraine Warren.
So you thought the little nun,
Vera's
sister, was going to
become...
Okay.
She looks so much like Vera as she gets older.
I don't know how to say her name.
Is it Tasia or Taza?
Yeah. One of those two.
She's from American Horror Story, if you don't know who we're talking about.
Yeah. And she's Vera Farmiga. Mm-hmm. It's her little sister. And they've always looked alike, but, like, as Taeza or Taeza gets older, she looks dead on her sister. Like, her reactions and everything. And so I thought for sure that she was going to be, like, young Lorraine Warren. But I don't think that's the case.
No. I hate Lorraine Warren. She drives me up a wall.
You hate the actress?
No, I love the actress. Okay. The character, because she's a real person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like her.
They were awful.
Well, the actual, yeah, the actual Warrens weren't great people at all.
They were frauds, for sure. But it doesn't make, like, the movies
but,
less
like, Patrick Wilson's hot, so it's okay.
I am not into him.
Yeah. It's fine to be wrong.
He looks like a legit dad, and I'm not into that.
I'm not into him either. Wasn't he also in that one movie, though? Was he also, like, what was it, Insidious? Was he the dad in Insidious?
I don't think so.
Yes.
I wasn't really a
really?
Fan
is
of
he
that
just
movie.
Like, I love horror movies? I love being scared 24/7.
I mean, he plays, I feel like he plays like such a simple, I don't know.
Simple
it's just,
man.
It's such a weird like crossover, but I liked The Nun because I felt like it was like Indiana Jonesy or something. Like, they're in this big deserted abbey with like legit tombs, and I don't know. It seemed very. Very.
It's definitely a good spooky one, and it's, like, pretty dark throughout the whole movie, which I really like.
Dark, like, I can't see anything, or, like, dark theme?
Oh, dark, like, I can't see anything.
I hate that. I literally turn the light up as bright as I can, and I'm like, I'm blind.
I remember going to see The Descent, maybe, and it was black the whole time, and I was, like, in the theater, I'm like, I couldn't tell you what happened, because I couldn't see anything, like. So I feel you on that, but, like, I feel like it's bright enough that you can see, but, like, I just, like, when they're, you know, because when they go into the abbey, there's no light in that room, really.
It's dark when it needs to be dark. And when they, like, want to show something, they're not like, guess what, it's still black, you can't see it. Because I think, don't the statues bleed at one point?
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of don't really show it, and then they, like, pan in on it, and you're like, yes. Statues, my favorite thing. I love the idea of bleeding statues. Like the Virgin Mary crying blood is a big one, and I don't even know what it means in religion. But I love when people discover like crying statues.
Yeah,
they found one in Italy, I think, somewhere overseas. They found one, and it was crying. But then it turned out a pipe behind the statue was leaking, and like the way it had cracked the it was weird, and people were just convinced. The statue was literally crying.
I mean, we don't really want statues to be bleeding, right?
I do.
Do you?
That's gotta mean something.
The end of day.
Something great for Sam. Everyone else.
Reunited with my real father, Satan.
My God. Would anybody be surprised?
No.
No.
Little demon
Look,
Sam.
Her shirt literally says, made a deal with the devil.
Oh my God, you both have devil shirts on
I
today.
I wore it because it's got a ring on it. It says... Yeah.
That's perfect. One of our coworkers is getting married this weekend, so we're having a little mini celebration for her. Congratulations, Robin!
Yay!
Yes!
You're getting married.
And it's Ramona's birthday today, it's a big party day here.
It is.
In the office.
Yeah. It's always kind of, I feel like we always have something going on.
Yep.
Yeah. Soup day next week. What?
And then chili day.
Yeah. Alright, back to the story. It is probably one of the best.
I agree.
Conjuring movies. Yeah. And, like, it came out pretty late in, like, the actual sequence of things, didn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It came out just a few years ago. And I had no idea anything about it until we looked this up.
I watched it when HBO did, during COVID, they gave us free HBO during it, like, for, I think, a few months.
Oh,
and that's
nice.
When I watched it, yeah. They did it with cable, like, since Cincinnati Bell did it.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, and that's how I watched it.
I was like, not sponsored.
But Cincinnati Bell, you can sponsor me and make me stop paying my cable bill.
We don't have Cincinnati Bell. We have Spectrum if you would like to sponsor us.
You can also.
I also have Spectrum. Please sponsor. I like Spectrum better than Cincinnati Bell.
So you think that The Nun was the best, right? The best Conjuring movie?
Yeah, because it didn't have the Warrens in it. And anything without the Warrens in it is good.
Oh my God.
I just don't
I get
appreciate
it.
Her. Like, I understand that her character is supposed to be having premonitions and stuff, but, like, the fainting, I'm, like, just a horrible person to watch a movie with. I just roll my eyes the whole time she's on it.
You're like, how dare you faint in the presence
of a
demon?
You know who's a horrible person to watch movies with?
Tony.
When he has tots.
Food. I will never go anywhere with them again. Yeah, it's a good movie because I like that it's back in the day, there's a cemetery, the deaths.
Oh my god,
people actually
the bells.
Die in this. Like, I feel like in most of The Conjuring, people really don't die in it. And like, maybe one
person?
Does. Yeah, but like, what, one person does?
I thought it was the whole family that hung from the tree. Am I making
it
confusing?
I think it's Insidious.
No? Insidious is when they go into the brain.
I think Sinister? Sinister,
Sinister
they
hang
all...
from a tree, but I thought in The Conjuring.
There were, like, hangings from a tree in Conjuring, but I thought it was just, like...
It was, like, the previous family or something, I think. I don't know. They killed the dog.
See? That's where movies lose me. Why are you gonna kill an animal?
I know.
Well, the next movie in this, in the... So we... What are we... Should we rate it?
Oh, yeah. 1 to 5?
Sure. I give The Nun 5 out of 5. I liked it that much.
I give it, like, a 4.2. It could have been scary.
Okay.
I like jump scares. I need more jump scares.
Yeah, there wasn't that many in there.
I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Okay.
I really like it.
Maybe I should bring mine down a little.
Hey, you love it.
It's not my favorite because the next one is my favorite, I think.
I mean, they can be more than 1.5, though.
It's true.
It's still a good movie.
Yeah.
Well, the next
one. So the next one, yeah.
What's the next one?
Annabelle Creation.
Mm-hmm, that one was good.
That's the one with the orphans.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I do like that one. But dolls creep me out too much.
Oh, it's so good. Tony loves a good, like, doll scare.
I'm just going to come around your house and put a doll in random spots.
Do it.
Forgot to say. So, after we watched The Nun, I was looking at For the Love of Old Houses, and I sent you guys that picture
yeah.
of that weird closet. But in this house, there were so many fucking dolls everywhere. And, like, there was a doll holding a baby, like, a doll holding another doll. And then, in the same room,
dolls
there's dolls.
Hold
There are dolls in every room of this house. It was so creepy. Like, as soon as I looked at it, I was like, there is no way this house is not demonically haunted. But in the room with the doll holding the dolls, there were none dolls
Mm-mm.
on the dresser. And then that's when I panned over to the closet. For sure, a dead nun in that closet. So creepy. I know that you think that it's a shadow, but I think it's a dead nun.
Oh, the closet shadow. Yeah.
I only saw it just looked like someone was in the closet looking at us.
It did.
And if
you looked at it, like, it would morph into, like, a baby's face.
I can post this picture on our Instagram so you guys can see it, what we're talking about.
It's definitely a dead nun.
It's just me in the closet.
It is so creepy. That house had, ugh. I like a good haunted house, but I would never probably step foot in that house.
You should watch the movie The Cursed Bridge. It's
Oh yeah,
Korean.
It's on my list. You said I had to actually
take
this.
I think it's Taiwanese. I think it's a Taiwan movie. And there's like a scene with these mannequin dolls and it scares the crap out of me. I was like under my blanket, pulling up my face. I'm like, I don't like this at all.
I was so scared of dolls as a kid.
I like the second one, The Creation.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I don't like children enough to, like, some of the things those kids were doing, especially, like, the main little girl. I'm like, you're asking for this at this point.
Oh, my
like,
God. Wasn't there,
it.
Like, a scene where she was in, like, the thing that goes down, and she was, like, trying to get down, and it was just, like, not going fast enough?
Ugh. She keeps going in that little, that other room, the Annabelle room, and I'm like, they told you no. Stop it.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't feel bad.
I feel like, wasn't she, like, drawn in there, though? Like,
yeah, I think it was,
like,
but...
the first time she went in. I think she went in by herself.
Yeah.
Or, like, a second time she did.
Asshole kids.
Kids, man.
Don't do it, guys.
But the family, like, they... That was a tragic movie with how they lost their daughter. But,
yeah.
Okay,
so I had forgotten about that part. As a parent, child death, very triggering to me. As someone whose brother also died. Like, so, like, I know, like, what I went through and what my parents went through. I had forgotten about that part, and so I was like, oh yeah, I haven't seen Annabelle Creation in a while, let me watch it yesterday. And I turned it on, and I was like, fucking chick! They kill her so quickly, and I was like, I forgot! Oh my god!
I know, and you're not really expecting
no.
it. I don't like child death in movies either.
That's why.
I mean, to be honest, I probably don't like dog deaths more. Or
anything animal-related, I will grieve for way over a child. Also, keep an eye on your kid.
It's not always, like,
it wasn't
you can't.
Like that.
I
it's
know,
not like
I
the zoo when a kid jumped into the frickin'.
Oh.
You gotta, like, I don't know.
Too soon.
It was a rough one, but it was a really good, creepy fucking movie. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And then they adopt her, right? And she grows up to be, like.
Is she Vera?
No. She grows up to be, like, isn't she, like, one of the murderers? Doesn't she murder people?
She's Annabelle. Annabelle the murderer.
Okay, wait. Annabelle Creation. Is the doll in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So no,
So, because the doll, there's a doll that's possessed because the mom tried to bring back the little girl.
Right.
And the demon possesses the doll, and that's why it keeps drawing that little girl in, because it wants to possess the little girl. And I think at one point it does.
It does. I think it takes over her.
Because then she goes in the well.
Yeah. They make a deal with the devil to put their daughter's soul into the doll.
Yeah.
But they don't think it's the devil. They just think it's the daughter wanting to be in the doll.
The mom is, like, in another room, right? Am I mixing this up with another movie?
What do you mean the mom's in another room?
Like, is she sick or something?
Is she, like...
Well, they're, like, an elderly couple, aren't they?
I know, but, like, wasn't she, like, kind of bedridden? Or did I mix that up?
I don't know.
I have not seen this movie in forever.
Okay.
Gotta rewatch it. But, yeah, so it leads into the next Annabelle movie, where we actually see Annabelle. That's where Annabelle comes
in. And that's where they have this baby room filled with fucking dolls.
And she loves dolls. And he buys her the Annabelle doll.
Yeah.
I hate that doll.
And the dad in Annabelle Creation made dolls, I believe. Like, that
yes,
was his
he was a doll maker.
So, like, I think he... But the... and what I liked is... So, I just started listening to My Favorite Murder. I know, like, I'm very late. It's fine. But... I like that they kind of tied the Annabelle movie in with, what's his name, with the Charles Manson cult. Like,
yeah.
I like, because she was, like, listening to the Charles Manson cult right before, and then, like, the murder's going on next door, and that girl dies holding Annabelle the doll.
Wait, what?
What?
So Annabelle dies in the proximity of the doll and takes...
She's holding it when she dies.
I thought she kills what... Those... I don't
Wait,
think,
Annabelle
no,
isn't
no,
a
no,
killer,
no.
is she?
That girl's name was Annabelle.
I don't think that girl from Annabelle Creation is the girl that kills the couple next door, because that's their daughter that kills them. I don't fucking remember.
Oh my god, I'm so confused.
Sorry, guys.
Well, I just watched... I'm so sorry. I did watch Annabelle yesterday.
I'm a horrible rewatcher.
Well, yeah, because I'm not, like,
unless
super
it's like
attention.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which I've
unless
seen
it's Fifth Element, I won't rewatch it.
Okay, but do you remember that Annabelle, at the end of Annabelle Creation, got adopted?
Yeah, that's what I
and
said.
And I thought she was adopted by the Higgins family, who that's the family that's next door.
I think she got adopted by the Mullins family. Is it Mullins?
I'm impressed you guys remember these names.
Yeah, because Mia hears Annabelle in her doll room going, I like your dolls. And then, like, her boyfriend stabs
just
her.
Just like
and,
that.
And
I like
pregnant.
Your dolls.
Pretty much.
Yeah, Annabelle joins the satanic cult, and she murders her adopted family next door to the Forms.
Yeah.
So... Okay, so she murders her family in this movie, and then they go next door, and they're going to kill the Forms.
He, because the girl's husband comes over to try to, like, help that family.
Oh, yeah.
So then they, like, go next door. So I don't know if she was, like, planning on killing him anyway, or they went over because he went over to their house, and they were, like, trying to run away from him. And then, yeah, they try, but...
How does Annabelle die? Did she get shot?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like the husband shoots her, right? Someone shoots
so.
Her.
Yeah,
she's like,
I don't remember that part, even though I did watch it yesterday.
This is coming from someone who told me the entire plot of some elevator movie until it gets to the end, and then she couldn't remember if the protagonist lived or died. And I was like, you have literally told me every single thing that has happened in this movie, but can't remember if the main person died or not.
Oh my god.
What movie is that?
I don't
it's on
ever want to see it. She told me the whole thing.
I gave you really good detail, too.
Really good details. No clue. Person died. This is what happens with Amanda. Don't ask her about a movie, because she knows, typically, can tell you every single thing and will without being prompted.
Okay, I will give you spoilers, but also, I have attention deficit disorder, so I normally can't cohesively tell you a movie.
You... Can remember a whole movie except the ending. I don't remember the ending.
I know. Like, the main point of it.
Oh, such a good time. Such a good time.
Oh, yeah. So, Annabelle is shot by the police.
Okay.
And the woman is pregnant. The Forms. Mm-hmm. The wife is pregnant. And I guess Annabelle's... Is Annabelle possessed or is she just insane?
I think she's possessed.
I thought she was possessed by the thing. Real quick, if you guys want to look that movie up, it's called Down. It's on Hulu. About the elevator.
And no spoilers because she cannot remember it.
I thought it was crazy. But yeah, I think she actually got possessed by the devil that was in the doll. Yeah.
Okay, so then when she dies, then she...
Then it goes into Annabelle.
The doll.
And then Annabelle, because Annabelle, like, after she died, it's, like, rocking, her sewing machine's going for no reason. I thought Annabelle was pretty good. Oh, we didn't rate Annabelle Creation, though.
Oh. I don't like Annabelle. Because I don't like who, they kill someone in Annabelle, and I was very upset about it. I think it's that one.
Who did they kill? You have to look that up.
The nanny?
What would you rate Annabelle Creation?
Well, I think I do like Annabelle Creation more than the nun. So I'd probably give it a 5 and give the nun a 4.75.
Okay.
I like the creepy kid stuff.
I'm giving Annabelle Creation, like, a 3. Because I don't like children.
I'm going to give it a 4 because I did find the kids annoying. But I think it was a really good movie. It just wasn't my favorite. Like, I don't know. The nun, I liked better than Annabelle.
Yeah, and Annabelle, I don't know if she's, like, a friend, if she's somebody, but her, it's this black woman.
Yeah.
She, like, comes in and she's, like, helping them with stuff. And Annabelle throws her out a window.
Oh, no.
It was very sad. And I was like, I liked her.
They always gotta kill your friends.
Well, I was really scared they were gonna kill Frenchie.
There are so many times he should have died, and
the nun should have been dead. Oh my god, the men and the nun are both fucking morons. Like, especially the priest. I'm like, you, why are you doing this? Like, how stupid are you? Like, thank god the girl's there. Frenchie Morris, which is not a fucking French name. I guess he's French Canadian. But he gets possessed.
Yeah.
So they, like, get rid of. Does he die in the end?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I remember, like, his, like, the cross was coming out of his...
Yeah, it was gross.
Where else do you keep your cross?
In your stomach.
In your stomach. Which makes no sense because it was here. So did it, like on his neck? Like, did it migrate down? Does he just have crosses coming all out of
him? I think they did that in The Nun, though. Like, with another character. Like, the cross moved around. But I could be making that up.
I don't remember it. I just remember it being Morris.
Yeah.
Oh, Morris. R.I.P.
So for the third, or the Annabelle, just Annabelle movie, I give it, like, a 2. I don't like it that much.
I'm not sure if I really, like, I don't think I like it that much either, because it's just not that memorable for me.
Yeah.
When I initially? When I initially watched it, I would have given it probably, like, a 5, because I remember, like, loving it. But now, I would probably give it a 4, because I did like it a lot, when it first came out and stuff. I like the story of Annabelle, though. I think it's, like, a pretty cool story.
Mm-hmm. I don't do dolls.
I do wish that it was a Raggedy Ann doll.
I know. That's so much creepy. That is so much creepier, man.
No.
That doll is so ugly.
That's why it would be better.
Yeah. That doll is just so effing ugly.
The Raggedy Ann doll?
Annabelle? No, Annabelle.
When it goes, like, evil face.
I know. It would have been so much better if it had been a Raggedy Ann doll. Which it was.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have been as scared if it was a Raggedy Ann doll. Like, nothing about Raggedy Ann would scare me. Mm. My mom, though, or, like, I don't know if it was someone, like, one of my uncles, or if it was my brother, but he had one of those My Buddy dolls.
They look just like Chucky.
I hate them.
See, that's where they did good. They made Chucky basically look exactly like the My Buddy doll.
But I don't think I had seen a My Buddy doll until I had already seen Chucky as a child. So then I'm like, oh, this doll is scary. But I grew up with Raggedy Ann, so if I saw Annabelle now, I'd be like, these are stupid. So I like the porcelain doll. Because porcelain dolls are scary.
Oh, they are so scary.
I just think her face was so ugly. Like, all the other dolls in the room were, like, pretty. Like, the ones that
she
were
part like
of her series.
She looks like a ventriloquist.
Yeah. And, like, her, I don't know, her, I mean, she's meant to be evil and ugly. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the next one?
The Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
Which I watched.
The first one.
I put on in the background at work one day and just to listen to because I've seen it. So it wasn't like I had to really pay attention. And I got scared in the middle of the day with hundreds of people. Well, not hundreds, but lots of people around me. Bright daylight. Got scared.
The clapping is like.
I don't remember.
hide and clap, which is the most dangerous game in the world. Like, they were playing this game, like, near stairs, because you, like, you're, like, blindfolded, right? And then you have to follow the clap. My ass would have fell down the stairs first day.
Oh, that's that family. They moved into the old house. Mm-hmm. They have, like, 3 or 4 daughters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least 4,
I think. The mom keeps getting possessed. There's, like, a part in the basement where, what's her name, Lorraine, is, like, hiding under a table and, like, the ghost demon
lady. So creepy.
I'm so bad with
I think that The Conjuring is where they show the people hanging from the trees. I think there's a moment in the basement where she's, like, seeing this vision of all the things, that the bad things. There's lots of ghosts in that house, right?
Yeah. So, Roger and Carolyn Perrin move into a farmhouse in Harrisville, Rhode Island, with their 5 daughters. Damn. Their dog, Sadie, who sadly dies.
Oh, my God, that's right. Isn't like, on a boat deck or something like that? They killed a dog on, like, a... Like, their
own. I felt like it was... I don't remember.
I think I can.
No, yeah, she just is found dead in the morning.
Because the Conjuring,
and she wakes up with bruises. Blah blah blah.
The first Conjuring movie always reminds me of Haunting in Connecticut, which is superior to The Conjuring.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Oh my God, it's so good. They like moved this house. It was an old funeral parlor, and the kid has I think her like 17-year-old son has cancer or he has some health issue. But he sleeps in the basement because he gets hot and the basement's really cold. Where, like, they embalm people. Oh, my God. It's such a good movie because, like, all these, like, scary things are happening. And then they do a seance. I love this movie so much. It's so good.
I have to watch it.
Okay. I can't read that person's name. So that's
the,
like,
Sheba?
Yeah.
You couldn't say the Sheba?
Bathsheba. Yeah. One morning, Bathsheba appears to Carolyn and vomits black bile into her mouth. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
It's my morning.
Yeah. Fully possessing her. And then Lorraine sees Bathsheba's corpse hanging from a tree behind the house.
Yeah. So Bathsheba, it says they are a relative of Marytown Eastie. She sacrificed her baby to the devil. Ooh. And that's why she's haunting.
How do you get unhaunted?
The Warrens come. And
and steal your money.
Steal your money. Molest children.
Is that what they did?
No.
Oh, she said molest children.
Because they're Catholic. Sorry. No. Sorry, Catholic people. We know that you are all not molesters.
No, you're not.
No, didn't. I thought Ed Warren had like this 14 or 15-year-old girl that they were like... yeah, look it up.
If anybody... I wish you guys could see... Mine and Sam's faces, because we're, like, appalled.
So, they, like, adopted or, not adopted, but, like, took under their wing this 14 or 15-year-old girl, I believe. And it was suspected that Ed Warren was, like, sleeping with her.
Oh, my God.
Just
another reason to dislike the Warrens.
Yeah, they're gross.
So, apparently...
And he was not that hot. Not hot like the actor.
Oh, no, he is not attractive. Only because it's the first one that popped up. It's on Fox News' website, but it's from The Hollywood Reporter. And apparently people are saying they hid a real-life affair between him and an underage girl. She was 15.
Yeah.
In the 70s.
Ugh.
Gross.
So gross.
Not approved.
No.
So that also gives him a rating of negative 40 billion.
Yeah.
But The Conjuring movie.
Like, was scary as fuck.
I'm going to definitely give it, like, a 4.5, because it was really scary. Mm-hmm. Like, when it first came out, I remember being terrified. Like, it doesn't take a lot, but...
I know, I thought when it came out, that was one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I still think it's really scary. Like, I wouldn't watch it by myself at home at night.
You can't even watch it here at the office with a million people around you.
I told...
If it makes you feel better, I can't watch any horror movies at home unless Corey's home, because I would die.
Yeah. I can't either, and it's my favorite genre besides comedy.
Yeah. Tone watches them without me, so I always have to watch them.
What?
It's a bad marriage, you guys.
Corey won't even watch horror movies with me. If I want to see a horror movie, I have to go with you. Or wait till it comes out, and then I have to make sure he's home, and then I go watch it in the bedroom.
Well, Halloween comes out this weekend, and...
Are you guys going to go see it?
No, because we have that wedding.
You know they have movie theaters in California.
I'm aware.
Do they?
Like actual movie theaters? Like, who's going to watch Milo while I'm at the
Be like Norway, where they just put them in a cart and leave them outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can see if they have, like, baby cages.
Just have, like, instead of lockers, it's just little baby cages, and there's just a bunch of little kids sitting.
With popcorn,
sitting there
watching,
eating
like,
saltwater taffy and playing putt-putt.
Yeah.
Footlong corn dogs.
So someone's getting married in Gatlinburg?
Yeah, Tony's best friend, so.
And one of those little chapels?
I don't know where it is. Like, I know Sarah, like, had posted. It's cute.
It's quite the destination wedding.
Yeah. It's going to be so cold, though.
I know you do. It's going to be cold?
Yeah, I also hate Gatlinburg, so.
It's weirdly colder down here. It's been colder down here than it has been in Michigan, because Corey keeps checking the weather since we're going on that trip. He's like, it might be warmer in Michigan when we go. And I'm like, it's never warmer in Michigan.
That's weird.
When
there
we
must
go
be
up
like
there.
A high front going through.
That means it's going to snow when I'm camping, and then we're going to die, and I'm going to have to eat him.
You are getting those MREs. You'll
he already bought them.
There is real food. Why are you guys taking MREs?
He is. I'm taking ramen noodles.
Okay.
took
your ramen over the campfire.
Yeah, this Saturday it's gonna be 67 and rainy on Saturday, so in Gatlinburg. So luckily I got cute tights and I sent my shoe options. I didn't send it to you guys because you never respond to my Snapchats.
Because you talk during them. I don't turn my sound on.
I don't turn. I, like, usually am not in a place where I can listen, and then I miss it because I should just save it, but I don't. And then I'm like, no clue what she's saying because I can't listen to it. So
exactly.
I just, like, watch you talk.
I'm the same way because when you do it, I'm already watching and I never have my sound on, so then I turn it on, and then I realize I miss everything because normally my sound is also just turned all the way down.
But I gave you a whole fashion show of dresses. You could have just typed blue one.
Oh, then I haven't seen them yet.
Okay.
Oops. But because I can't hear what you're saying, I'm like, I don't know what she's doing. I'm like, she's just showing me dresses that she bought. They're cute, and that's the end of it. I just assume you're just showing me. Because, like, when I send something, I go, what do you think? Like, I type it for all my deaf and blind friends.
Your blind friends can't see it.
It's also in Braille. She puts it in Braille.
Oh.
It's a new technology. The Braille just pops out of the screen.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
I know.
Well, don't worry. I'll just continue snapping Soup.
Oh, Soup does the same thing. She does the talking, too, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's
because
going on.
Because we literally talk to each other through Snapchat.
That's
like,
weird.
Bobby and I, like, send...
I expect no one to ever respond back to me on Snapchat. Like, if you literally just watch, I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, Bobby and I send, like, 14 snaps back and forth in the morning. Mm-hmm.
My friend Courtney tries to do that with me, but we're the same person where she'll, like, take a picture of herself and be like... I hate my life. And then I'll just type back samesies. Like, I never send anything back because I'm like, I'm not good at this.
Well, the problem with Snapchat is nothing stays. So, like, I forget, you know, someone responded to a snap that I had sent, like, earlier in the week, and I'm like, I don't know what I sent.
And if I say something drunk and then I read my, like, thing the next day, I'm like, what did I send?
I am always so worried about what I've snapped when I'm drunk because you can't see.
Well, after I sent...
I get drunk and hang out in my bathroom, and I'm like, I could be naked in one of these.
I don't know.
Well, that's what happened. Like, I sent you guys all those dresses, and then I was like, my friend Cindy snapped me back, and she was like, oh, the blue one, blah, blah, blah. So then I respond to her snap, and she goes, because I'm, like, changed out of the dresses now, getting ready to put my PJs back on, and she was like, just so you know, when you snap me, your whole ass was out. Like, I could see it in the mirror behind you. And I was, she's like, covered with underwear, but, like, she was like, I could see your whole ass. And I was like, oh, my God, Cindy, please tell me which one, because I sent that snap to, like, 10 people.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, no, 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 the one where you just replied to me. And I was like,
oh
thank the Lord.
Be like that time that you accidentally were showing, bathing suit, the pictures don't matter anyway, but you accidentally showed Shane your bikini photo.
I was swiping through photos, and, oh, that's me in a bikini. Don't look at that
If that
one.
Was me, I would have quit. I'd been like, I'm so sorry, but I cannot work here anymore.
I would have never been able to make eye contact.
No. Shane's my best friend. He's okay.
Yeah.
That's why I don't keep any form of any type of picture of me in slightly any form of undress on my phone. Like, I have one picture of me in, like, a swimsuit because I was, like, trying to diet, and I'm like, I want to do, like, a before and after. And I'm like, lock this shit down, though. No one can ever see this picture.
Oh, my God.
I want to put a passcode on it, and no one can ever see it except me. Because it's gross.
No one wants to see my... I don't have any pictures like that, either.
I mean, I just have ones where I was trying out 57 bikinis and sending pictures to people.
Oh, I would never do that.
I would never do that either. I took one picture of myself in a bathing suit to show you guys during the pandemic. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, your titties trying to pop out.
Yeah. Oh, that is a terrible bathing suit, but
it's so cute, though.
It is cute. But I think I also took another picture to show you guys that I lost weight because I was wearing the same bathing suit, but I don't remember. Maybe I snapped it.
Yeah, Heather.
I sent all my nude pictures via Snap, so.
I've never gotten one. Heather is super skinny now, you guys.
I am not skinny.
The pandemic was good to her.
Yeah, not me.
Not I.
My alcohol.
I lost some weight, and then I got sad, and then I gained some back.
So. Everybody got. I gained it when
I bought. When I finally, I think, put on jeans to start going out and leaving my house, and I put on jeans, and I'm like, they don't fit me anymore. And then I had to realize I was eating like shit. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just back into my normal
size. I definitely had better habits when we were at home.
It's easier.
No.
I mean, I did start drinking
tequila early every day, but not during work hours, but as soon as 5 o'clock hit, I had a margarita in my hand.
Yeah, I was, like, roasting vegetables every day. Like, that's one of the things that I loved about working from home in my old job is I made actual dinner. Like, actual, like, quality fresh produce lunches, whereas here I'm like, I'm gonna eat McDonald's or the devil's chicken, you know?
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Don't insult the devil like that.
That's bigotry bird.
That's bigotry bird.
Okay.
No, when I worked for, like, during COVID, I would just, like, snack all day. And then when it would hit 4:30, I'd be like, pop open a drink. Mm-hmm. And I would just get
Twisted tea.
Well, then I was like, I can't drink these anymore for a while, and I started drinking just a bunch of craft beer, which is 10 times worse for you. So, yeah.
I did drink a lot. But I also, like would go, we have a very walkable neighborhood, and I would go out for walks every single day.
We do not live in a walkable neighborhood, and then the nature center closed down during it.
That was rough.
And then you could only go if there were appointments, and Corey was off, and that was annoying.
And like,
I love him dearly, but my God, being with somebody 24/7... is hell.
We definitely fared better than I thought we would.
We were good until he got COVID. And then him losing his taste and smell. I was like, I don't think I can be with someone who can't taste food. It's too important to me.
Well, it's fine because you can eat whatever you want.
Yeah, but then I'd be like, oh my God, you should try this. And be like, I can't eat it. He's like, I can't taste it. I'm like...
Speaking of food, I put way too much garlic in my mashed potatoes. And my... Like, I would kill a vampire right now. Please, no vampires.
Do you know our vampire theory?
What?
Heather and I have a vampire theory. This guy got bit, woke up to a vampire, a bat biting his neck, and he got rabies from it, but he refused to get any of the shots, and he died. And I was telling Heather, I'm like, theory, vampire bites you, you get rabies, but really rabies is just a vampire in you, and you either survive it or you don't. And that's why, I mean, everybody dies from rabies if you don't get the shots and stuff. But my theory is, if you get bit by a vampire bat, or a bat in general, and you get rabies and you survive it, you turn into a vampire.
Okay.
And we both really, really, really want to be vampires.
Yeah.
Like, it is my goal. I know it's a mythical creature, but I want to be a vampire.
I want to be a vampire.
I want to suck the blood of all the shitty people.
Okay, garbage.
Do you, like, take on their, like, attributes if you do that? Because, you know, like, in what they do in the shadows, if they drink the blood of a drunk person, they get drunk.
Oh my God, I would never drink again?
No. I don't think that you just drink blood?
You would drink blood from people who are drunk, and then you would get drunk.
Like, if you're an asshole, your blood isn't an asshole. True. Your blood is just blood.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's good. So I would kill all the bad people.
I want to be a vampire.
Kind of like Venom.
I want to be a vampire so I can be undead and then go to the Loch Ness. And then explore the Loch Ness.
So you can be a dead?
So I can be undead. So I don't have to breathe. Mm-hmm. So then I go to the Loch Ness. Find the Loch Ness Monster. Which will then take me to the Lost City of Atlantis. Because that's my favorite theory.
Okay.
Man. We believe in real conspiracies here.
Yeah.
I'll just be hanging out with Mothman and his rock hard abs.
That's fine. I'm going to have a fucking dinosaur to hang out with.
Unfortunately, you have to live in Point Pleasant.
But it's so close to the original Bob Evans.
I would much rather live there than Wheeling, West Virginia. No offense to anyone who lives there, but my God.
What?
I've been to your casino in Wheeling. To our Wheeling listeners.
Corey and I stopped in Wheeling on our way to we stopped in Wheeling on our way to Pittsburgh, and it was a nightmare. Like, we got there and the sun was still out, and everything's run down. The roads are awful. It's just homeless people walking around everywhere. And then it's just like, it looks like it could be such a cute little town, but it's just run down. It's not a nice place. The brewery was okay.
I'm not a fan of West Virginia as a whole. I really got some depression going through West Virginia. Sorry, West Virginia. Make your state sunnier or something. Okay. I don't know.
West Virginia.
You go all the time.
I love you, West Virginia.
I know. My family's from there. They're god-awful people, so.
I don't love your board of nursing that much, but the capital of West Virginia is, like, literally my favorite, because when we go to Carolina Beach, we go through West Virginia, like, we go through Point Pleasant, and then, like, I don't know what the roads are, but we go all the way through, and we pass the Capitol. It's this gorgeous gold-domed building.
It's under construction right now, by the way.
It is. Very sad. It was the last time we went, it was under construction. And
that
I'm
town,
like,
is ugly as fuck.
It is my favorite building, because the sun, like,
go to Asheville. They have a beautiful gold-domed building.
That's Didn't I go to Asheville?
You know where you should go? Salt Lake City. They're Mormon, like the...
Do you know how much I want to go to Utah? Because they have mountains.
What?
They do.
I love...
Oh, no, I know they have mountains, but, like, is that the only reason?
Yes! Okay, so, like, Gary, this guy I know, like, he went to Utah and he was, like, snapping. And, like, it's my favorite, my ideal life is we live, like, on the bottom of, like, some mountain areas. Not like West Virginia mountains. Sorry. Those are like tree cover. That's stupid. I want the rocky freaking mountains. Okay. Like, I want snow to be on top of you. And I want to, like,
you think it's snow.
I know, but it's not the same. Like, I want the rocks with the snow on top kind of mountain. Like Canada.
See, that's one thing I like about West Virginia is I love their, like, you live in the mountains.
It's so pretty.
It's so beautiful there.
Like, their actual nature part is pretty. Yeah.
It's the people.
We went to Utah with Steve's aunt and grandma, because grandma wanted to see the arches.
What arches?
Like the delicate arch. Like, you see...
Oh, those, yeah. Like, yeah. Stone mm-hmm. ones. Okay.
So we went there. Almost all of the rocks look like penises, by the way. So we went to Moab, which is a really
That's
cool town.
So cool.
It is a really cool town. But, like, the canyon lands, it looks like Mars there. It is the craziest landscape I've ever seen.
I want to go to New Mexico, because I hear it's, like, so, like... Mars mm-hmm. looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never even been to the desert. Like,
same.
Everywhere I've been, the farthest, I mean, I went to California, but, like, I flew there, like, I didn't drive, so yeah. Doesn't count.
The furthest I've been is Corey and I drove into Arkansas and then immediately turned around to come
back. Arkansas!
I lived there for 2 years. 10 out of 10, don't recommend.
Oh,
just
wait.
Just crossing the bridge was awful.
Did we rate the Conjuring movie before we end this?
I would give it a 4.5. I love that movie, but they killed the dogs, so they lose half the point.
Okay.
I'll probably give it a 3.5. Because I liked it, and it was scary, but compared to all the other ones, it's not my favorite.
4.5 as well, because it was, like, the first one, and it was so good, like, so good when it first came out.
We really want some stories. You guys have been stuck in your house for, like, a year and a
you
half.
You had to have found a ghost.
There is no way you're not possessed.
Or... Maybe you, like, reached out to your grandma while you were stuck in your house. Because you were like, oh, now I know what grandma feels like. And grandma was like, remember when Uncle Johnny murdered 3 people and they've haunted our house since? Like, I don't know. Tell us your stories, please.
Or we also do the fake stories.
Oh, yeah. Write a story.
Write a story.
Don't make it super long. Very short.
Okay, not super short, though. Like a medium length.
A page. I think my story was, well, maybe it was 2 pages that I wrote. Mm-hmm. It was very hard. You also wrote a story, Heather, though, so.
I did, but you didn't seem to like it.
I loved it.
Did you?
Did we read it?
No, we never read it.
Why didn't we read it?
I don't know. I spent so much time on
the
story.
What was the story?
I thought you pulled it for some reason.
I did pull it. I don't know. I actually don't remember. Who knows what happened? There's like a whole year of my life I don't really remember at this point.
Yeah.
A lot of blacking out.
Yeah.
Not from drinking. Just life.
Also from drinking. All right.
I'm sober, so...
Oh, your McDonald hangovers. There we
My hangovers come from McDonald's.
Oh, God, I had their chicken nuggets because I just grabbed it at Cervati's, and I forgot how gross their chicken nuggets are.
Oh, I want to give a really big shout-out right now to our biggest fan.
Me.
Johnny.
Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
Thank you for all of your time.
He always asks me when the next episode is coming out, and I always tell him soon, and it's almost always a lie, so.
But now it's happening.
Yeah. This one's for you, Johnny.
This one's for you. That wraps up today's episode. Thank you for listening to Paranormal Porkopolis. Don't forget to rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Music, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and send us your Cincinnati ghost stories to paranormalporkopolis@gmail.com. Join us in 2 weeks for another spooky story / movie review. And thanks to Steve Albert for music and editing.
Happy haunting!